I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The French President Emmanuel Macron has condemned the outbreak of violence at anti-government protests in Paris, saying it had nothing to do with a lawful expression of legitimate grievances. He was speaking after the latest protests saw the demonstrators attack police and spray graffiti on the Arc de Triomphe. This report from Hugh Schofield.
Demonstrators, some of them clearly agitators rather than bona fide yellow vests, have fought running battles with police. They've torn up cobblestones to hurl at projectiles and set fire to cars and even buildings. Police responded with tear gas and anti-riot grenades. What's been happening today takes the yellow vest movement to a new level. The scenes, unforgettably vivid, are of destruction. President Macron, who's in Argentina at the G20, needs urgently to find a way out of this confrontation.
Mexico's new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has promised to scrap the neoliberal economic policies of the past 25 years. Speaking at his inauguration ceremony in Congress, Mr. López Obrador said neoliberalism had led to poverty, crime and mass migration in Mexico and promised a new start.
A partir de ahora, se llevará a cabo una transformación pacífica.
Starting from now, a peaceful and orderly transformation has begun that at the same time will be profound and radical because we will end the corruption and impunity that impede Mexico's rebirth.
The left-wing leader also announced the creation of a free trade zone in a vast area next to the border with the United States, where taxes will be lower and the minimum wage higher. The African Union says it's worried about the lack of progress at peace talks for Burundi and has urged all sides to refrain from taking any judicial action that could cause further rifts. The warning comes a day after the Burundian government issued an international arrest warrant for the former president, Pierre Buyoya, and 16 high-ranking officials. Will Ross reports.
The warning from the African Union appears to be aimed at the government of Burundi. Peace talks with the opposition have stalled, and some fear the government has risked opening old ethnic wounds by issuing the arrest warrant for the former president, Pierre Buyoya. The move is an awkward one for the African Union because Mr. Buyoya is now working for the AU as its special representative in Mali. The 1993 assassination of President Melchior Ndadaye, the country's first Hutu leader, triggered the civil war in which 300,000 people were killed.
That was Will Ross. This is the World News from the BBC.